I'm going to let Mr. Skubic fill in the adjective, had the guts to show up at a town hall meeting with Rick Snyder. I just couldn't wait, Tim, to get your feedback on this, to get your take on it, and also to get your adjective on what it takes to do something like that.
Well, the Bonaero people will say it was leadership. The news and media is describing it as crashing the town hall meeting, which I think is a disservice to both Mr. Bonaero and to Mr. Snyder. Here's what happened last night. As you know, Bonaero has been on defense since last Friday on this debate issue. He took matters into his own hands by showing up at a town hall meeting that Snyder had scheduled last night in Westland. His intent was not to disrupt the meeting, but to stand in the hallway and try to find some way to hand to Mr. Snyder a letter that suggested the two of them sit down sans the handlers and to try to work out this debate issue. Much to Mr. Bonaero's shock, Snyder did take the letter, but he said, well, why don't you come in and let's do this town hall meeting together? Smooth move. Absolutely the correct call. For the Snyder people to have blocked Bonaero would have turned it into a circus. But instead, Bonaero took him up on the invitation. They went in the room together. Bonaero sat in the front row as Snyder did his 18-minute stump speech. Then they turned the microphone over to Bonaero, who did 10 minutes. And then they stood there mano a mano and took questions from the audience. It was polite. It was orderly. There was no bickering and sound bites, as Mr. Snyder is afraid of. But at the end of the day, here's what we have. Mr. Snyder has agreed to only read the letter. He has not signed off on meeting one-on-one, even though the Bonaero campaign portrayed it as that. They shook hands, and we agreed to meet. That's what Bonaero said after the meeting. The Snyder people said, no, that's not what happened. Now, if there is a mano-on-mano meeting, and everybody is sort of thinking maybe there should be, there might be debates, but we don't know that. But it was an unprecedented event. I cannot remember anything like this ever happening before. And high marks to both of them. High marks for Mr. Bonaero for having the idea to try to move this ball down the field on debates, and high marks to Mr. Snyder for welcoming in. In fact, at one point, somebody in the audience hollered out at Bonaero while he was talking, and Snyder intervened and said, Mr. Bonaero has the stage, please proceed. It could not have been nicer. The nice Verge Bonaero was on his best behavior. And afterwards he said, I hope I've shown Mr. Snyder that I don't bite, and that maybe that performance of both of them together, which included some one-liners, Tony, will lay the groundwork for lowering the temperature in the Snyder camp about appearing on stage again with Bonaero in a televised format. By the way, they both agreed that Snyder said, if you want to do more town hall meetings with me, come on down.
What was interesting about this, and I'm looking at the photo on the front page of the Detroit Free Press, they both look like they're in positive spirits. But what was interesting is Verge had the guts to show up there. Mr. Snyder had the guts to bring him up because it could have backfired and Verge could have stolen the show.
Well, there was all sorts of peril here, okay? Bonaero will be criticized by pro-Snyder people for interrupting the meeting. He didn't interrupt the meeting. He was invited in. It was as polite as you could be. When I think of gate crashing, I think of somebody going to the wedding, knocking over tables, taking a piece of cake and drinking all the beer and not being on the invite list. You know what I mean? This was not a crash. This was, they were invited in. And they talked about the issues, which is all we really want to hear from these two guys.
Yesterday on the program, we had Verge Bonaero, and I suggested to him that you be the moderator, the mediator for one of the debates, and he agreed to that. So all I have to do is get Mr. Snyder to agree, and here we go, baby.
I'm tanned, rested, and ready to go, but let me be candid with you. I just don't think that's going to happen. I have gotten word back from various sources that in the discussions about who's going to moderate debates, the Snyder people have made it clear that it won't be you-know-who.
Now, why are they afraid of you-know-who?
I cannot say that they're afraid. I don't know what the reason is. All I can tell you is that's what I've heard. Draw your own conclusions.
All right. And if folks want more about this, what we've been talking about, all they need to do is go to Scoop's blog at the Oakland Press. What are you working on for Channel 6 today?
An undisclosed story. I can't tell you, or I'd have to shoot you.
A little secret action going on here.
There you go, man.
The budget's going to be done by October 1.
We're going to talk to the governor about that at 9:30, and we're working on some other stuff as well.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Hey, Tony, always a pleasure, man.